The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store. Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
It's the Big 420 Party. Purple Haze in Largo is having a free party Wednesday, April 20th and Saturday, April 23rd from noon to 10 p.m. There'll be free giveaways, free samplings, live music, live glass blowing, and some really big sales. Food and beverage will be available at this family-friendly event. That's Purple Haze, 10999 Seminole Boulevard in Largo. Purple Haze free party Wednesday, April 20th and Saturday, April 23rd from noon to 10 p.m.
Mr. Brian Cash Klein!
Very good. Another one in the books, right?
I would say so.
So what I do is I watch these sometimes. I've been doing this for 26 years, as Bobby says to me.
Wow.
Longer
even. But the thing is I watch it sometimes on the YouTube, because we have a camera up there. And then sometimes I over talk or sometimes I under talk. But like when you watch yourself in a performance, you know, you start to critique yourself. And then I realized this poor Tammy. I see her come in and I just ignore her. Right? And like I see she's trying to tell me something. It's just crazy. So when you guys watch it on YouTube, like what you do. And you'd be surprised, like, you know. So what I want to do, this is the new me.
Oh, boy.
I want to just listen.
Runway.
No, because this, what was it? Bad there was notes. A guy that actually shared it in a networking group, and I'm embarrassed to say this. So we're at this networking group, and he shared in front of everybody that I talk too much. Like, even if it's true, right? Let's just go with that it's true, right? Should you really say that? You know what I mean? Like, I heard the lady, she gave a presentation on, what do they call it? Like, cups and all that.
Specialty goods.
Thank you.
You bet.
See, that's why you're here. That's all you get to say.
That's it. You're done.
You're done. But like I said to her, like, because you get the comment, and I just said to her, that was one of the greatest presentations I ever heard. Right? And I might not sometimes, and you guys are going to probably say, oh, this guy's a liar now. I might not even mean it sometimes. But I'm not going to say something to hurt someone.
Right.
Right? So I just said that to her, and I looked over at the guy, because I know who he is. And I just think, you know what you do? Someone hurt you, right? Hurt people, right? So if someone hurts you, right, nobody on the face of this earth can make you feel inferior without your permission, right? And when you refuse to let others make you feel inferior, what happens is you start to accept yourself. And then once you accept yourself, that removes a significant barrier to growth and success, right? Because you accept self-acceptance. So if I truly believe that, what I just said, I looked at the guy and I just smiled, right? Knowing that he just like threw me under the bus in front of the networking group. Right. So anyhow, I don't know. So let's go with this. What are you guys? Let's introduce who I. And that's another thing. I don't introduce people. It's because it's all about me. Did I ever tell you my favorite song?
That's not true, though.
But I know. Did I ever tell you my favorite song? You want to know what it is?
Please tell us.
Me, 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 me. So let's do this. Introduce yourself.
Sure. My name is Chris Yates, and I'm the executive director of the Pinellas Park Chamber of Commerce. And I have the president with me, and I'll let him introduce himself.
Certainly. I'm Dr. Dan Strauss, president of the Pinellas Park Gateway Chamber of Commerce, and also the chairman of the Pinellas Park Medical District.
Very good. Does that mean you're a doctor?
I am a chiropractor by trade. I'm actually a dean at National University of Health Sciences, which is located right here in Pinellas Park.
Wow.
So we have a chiropractic institution.
I was always in front of the dean.
I might come see you.
There you go.
And then your name, sir?
Eric with Minuteman Press Printing. Bringing these gentlemen down and hopefully have a fun show on Brian's show today.
And how many thousands of dollars worth of business have me and you done with each other?
Quite a bit. I mean, I've done business with window people. It goes on and on to garage people, mechanics, to remortgaging my house. I mean, insurance, health insurance. So definitely, if you want to become a networker and grow your business, come down and see Brian.
Yes. So then what I'm... Thank you. So what I'd like you to do is we do business with the Lucky Dill. And we would like to, they're doing a big shindig again for like 4 days. They're, I mean, literally unbelievable. They have, you do this special.
Yeah, that's our official sponsor for the day. And what's so cool about that is we actually do business with, again, the Lucky Dill. And I'm privileged to do this. This is coincidence. I was actually down there this morning and I dropped off a delivery. Great people. Great atmosphere. It's huge, so they definitely can fit the people. My birthday is the 19th. I was thinking about taking Friday off, but now that I know they're having this big shindig, I'm going to be probably taking Friday off and bumping the birthday up a couple days. So family friendly. It says get lucky, so obviously it's going to be a lucky day. Open 7 days a week, the 11th to the 17th of March. Irish Ramblers? That's interesting. Live DJ. That's awesome. Not sure what time they play too, because I'm blind, but I'll turn it over to my partner in a minute. And Irish step dancers. That's probably got to be pretty interesting too, I'd say.
Yeah, they go all out for this party. It's in the parking lot. It's inside. There's stuff going on everywhere.
It's a huge
place. Painting for kids. There will be tons of stuff going on. Giveaways, prizes, green beer, all sorts
green
of things
beer.
That you can think of. Anything Irish, it's such a great time. We go every year, and this year it's a whole week long, starting off tomorrow.
Wow, a week. I can probably handle that. But that sounds like fun. I'm going to have the doc help me out a little bit here with this.
Absolutely.
And where they're at.
Absolutely. Once again, it's March 17th or March 11th through the 17th. Family feast to go. www.luckydill.com. This St. Patrick's Day, the Lucky Dill brings our famous 7-day celebration of everyone's favorite holiday to someone anywhere at your home. So just log on to www.luckydill.com and find out more information. They're located at 33180 U.S. Highway 19 in Palm Harbor. Amazing fun, great food, amazing food.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Come out and join the fun.
The doctor nailed it.
He did. Not bad. So what we got to do is this. Now tell us what you do.
Sure. So we are a part of the Chamber of Commerce in Pinellas Park. And it was funny. I did a little research on chambers, Doc. And you know, the first chamber was back in France in the 1500s. And the first one in the United States was 1789 in New York.
Wow.
So we got some history going on. And really, the job of the chamber is to be able to work together. It's bringing folks together. And that's really what we try to do. Support each other, businesses, nonprofits. And we have the privilege of being in Pinellas Park. And Doc, when are you going to talk about our privilege of being in Pinellas Park?
Oh, absolutely. You know what? I've been involved in many, many chambers across the U.S. here. And I'll tell you, nothing is anything like the Pinellas Park Gateway Chamber of Commerce. And I think part of it has to do with our relationship with the city of Pinellas Park. I mean, they are definitely embracing the chamber and all of our local businesses, right down from mom and pops to some of the big manufacturing plants that we have. I mean, some of the huge, huge businesses that we have, of course, Lockheed Martin, Catalent, and of course, we've got amazing restaurants in Pinellas Park. I'm super excited because we've got some amazing events coming up. We've got our big chili blaze coming up, which is the Pinellas Park Firefighters put on this event, which is a collecting donations and a fundraiser for the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation. And that's going to be held March 18th from 6 to 11 p.m. I mean, if you want to have some amazing variations of different types of chili, come down and join the fun. I mean, it is really amazing.
How many different chilies do you think there are, Doc?
I would say millions. No.
Wow,
no.
There's
a lot. And I'll tell you what, if you come down and join the fun, bring some Tums with you.
There you go.
Yep. I'm just kidding.
And they have beer. I think I heard about that.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, I saw a thing, and it's $10 for a wristband.
Okay.
And you get to sample all the different chilies out there. It is amazing. Tons of fun. A lot of entertainment out there.
I remember an old show, I'm not sure if you guys saw it, was Wild Hogs, and they were doing like a chili tasting thing, and we're drinking the beer to kind of cool the pipes down a little bit.
Yeah, you need it.
Show.
You need it, right?
Yeah.
And then the very next day, March 19th, the city of Pinellas Park puts on Country in the Park. Tons of entertainment. I'll let Chris go into a little bit. We've got a rodeo. We also have a Pinellas Park Gateway Chamber of Commerce trade show where you can learn about tons of local businesses out there. I'll tell you what, the Country in the Park, thousands and thousands and thousands of people come out to that. Tons of fun. So, Chris, go ahead and tell a little bit.
Absolutely. So, normally, they don't do the rodeo at the same time, but they had to transfer due to COVID from October to this time in March. And so now they're doing a free rodeo in the afternoon. They've got a concert that starts at noon and goes to 10:30 that night. And they've got Aaron Tippin and Colin Ray as some headliners and just some great local bands. But there's also kids' activities. Like the doc said, we're in a trade show. There's going to be 40 different vendors in there.
Wow.
They've got crafters and all kinds of stuff you can buy. And then a lot of the food, it's served by nonprofits, and they get to keep the money and as a part of their organization. So it's a great day in Pinellas Park right off 49th Street. And you can actually go to Pinellas-park.com and check that out for the
city. Right at England Brothers Park.
England Brothers Park.
Yep.
And so
you can't miss it.
It is the big deal in Pinellas Park.
Yeah, and one other thing we have, a couple other things we have, because we're part of the Pinellas Park Medical District as well. So the Medical District actually has a scholarship fund for any individuals seeking a healthcare degree in Pinellas Park. If you go on the Chamber website, Pinellas Park Gateway Chamber of Commerce, there's application information for individuals out there. Anything from high school students graduating to college students seeking medical degrees, it's really a great opportunity. To date, we've given away over $25,000 worth of scholarships. So we're super excited about that. And of course, our medical district also has a huge event we host in the fall. It's our back-to-school backpack drive. In the back-to-school backpack drive, every year we give away over 1,000 backpacks full of school supplies. We usually have a lot of activities and a lot of fun. So that is going to be this year. It's going to be kind of mid-July, so keep your eyes open for that information.
On the backpack, real quick question. So do you guys supply those, or you have people bring them to you to pass out, or how does that work?
Well, we're very fortunate to have a ton of volunteers and a lot of generous people out there to donate. So we're always seeking individuals to come forward to either donate money so we can purchase the backpacks or to donate the backpacks themselves. So it's really a grassroots effort by a lot of people out there. And we're incredibly proud to have the local community support this unbelievably. And of course, the Pinellas Park City, of course, does an amazing job with supporting this event as well. So,
very good.
I'll be there.
There was something we did. We were a very small part, so I don't want to like take credit for this, but we helped promote it on the radio show. Very small, and it's called The Greatest Show, right? And it's March 11th, 2022. Sold 400 tickets and generated over $120,000.
What?
Right.
Wow.
Wow. And it's a various charities, right?
That's amazing.
It's amazing. And so this just show you that, you know, it's sold out.
That's amazing.
Sold out. See, that's the...
So many great things that people do for the community.
Yeah, so...
Very cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So anyhow, that's something. And again, we had a small part to play in it. So, like, I really stress that because I don't want to take credit for something we didn't do. But it's something that shows you how, like, you were talking about events, how it could be sold out. Imagine selling out 400 tickets for $300 a ticket.
That's incredible.
And it sold out, like, 2 weeks early.
And it helps so many people.
There you go. Do a good cause.
And it's the homeless veterans to get housing.
Yeah.
But I think it's a lot of various other charities, too. So this is...
Well, you know, the backpack drive is so near and dear to my heart. You know, growing up, I grew up in Buffalo, New York, and I come from a family of 62 kids in my family. So,
Say that again.
62. So 54 foster kids, 4 biological, and 4 adopted.
Wow.
And so my parents didn't have any money whatsoever. So I went to school, and my backpack consisted of a shopping bag, a plastic shopping bag to hold my books in it. And so when we created this back-to-school backpack drive, I'll tell you what.
It meant something to me.
You know, just that stigma of walking into school with a plastic bag holding your books is horrible. And I don't want anybody to feel that way. So it's nice to be able to offer this to the folks. And in the past, we've given away many bicycles and things like that at our events. So it's neat to provide this opportunity to those folks.
Wow, that's fantastic. And then I wish Tammy, oh, she can't hear me, but I don't know why I did that. But last year, she can tell the number because I don't know the number. And again, I think can we do good, right? Can you do good and keep it a secret? Like I have a game, right? So say you do something good, you get 2 points and the person doesn't find out. Then you do good, the person finds out, you only get 1 point. But then if you tell someone, you go back to zero.
Yeah.
Right? Because when it starts to become a philosophy of life, not a tactic, right? And how you can tell you're doing it as a philosophy of life versus a tactic is can you give to someone that can't give back to you? And that's what you're doing, right? Mm-hmm. That's the best way to give is when you can't get back, right? Yeah. Then you know it's really in your heart. Because generally, a lot of times, I do a lot of things I do just for me, is I have a motive, right? And I wish I didn't, but I do have a motive, right? I do the radio show, I'm trying to generate money for sales, whatever. There's always a motive, right? Sure. But when I can start doing it to where I don't, when I guess give and ask no reward, right?
Yep.
Love with no price tag.
Yep.
Now, with that said, I'm going to like brag now, and I don't know the exact amount of turkeys we gave away, but we generated a big fundraiser for turkeys for Christmas and Thanksgiving, and you know the exact, how many did
it
we?
It was like 2,800.
Wow. Wow, we got 2,800 turkeys.
That's a lot of birds.
Yeah.
A lot of birds.
So,
a lot of legs.
I didn't know how many.
We didn't have space, so we had rented trucks. I mean, we had all these people actually. Wow. I got to say, our community.
Do we have the
amazing
pictures? We took film of it, too.
Right. But the community really came together for us.
Right.
I mean, they really did. There was a church that let us use their freezer. Another church let us use their walk-in freezer.
Wow.
Then there was a restaurant up in Tarpon that let us cook the turkeys. Because if homeless people are coming up for the turkeys, you give them a voucher where they can pick up a turkey. But anyhow, there was something I was going with that. Because you guys were on the giving thing. I forget what it was. But anyhow, it was a real success.
It really was. And like I said, thank God for our community, because we actually pulled that off in about a week and a half.
Wow.
I don't know how.
That's incredible.
I mean, let's do a good shout out for somebody who donated a lot to us, which is Fran Hache.
The attorney.
Yes.
She's wonderful.
We called them. We were like, we're in a crunch. We were actually.
Yeah, she was the big contributor.
Wow, we could even find turkeys to buy, actually.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Like, we were calling all over the place. Walmart came through for us at the last minute. Nice. So it was.
That's amazing. It's really touching when you see some folks that you never would expect to come forward.
Yes.
When we had a Family Fun Day event. It was a huge event right at the St. Petersburg College Health Education Center. And we had a bunch of people out, and we were giving away, like I said, bicycles and backpacks and all this stuff. And it's funny because I approached a couple of folks, the past city manager, which is Doug Lewis, and the current city manager, which is Bart Diebold, and the police chief, Michael Hayworth. And I said to them, we're having this event. Instantly, they said, well, do you have any food? What are you doing? They donated hundreds and hundreds of hot dogs. They brought a grill and cooked the hot dogs, donated the hot dogs, donated waters, all this stuff. They were sweating like crazy, and they're just handing out hot dogs left and right to these kids. It was touching. They didn't ask for a thing. It was incredible.
That's giving.
That's good people,
right?
You know.
And then the blessings, because God or the universe, you know, to keep it, you got to give it away. Like in the material world, that doesn't make sense. To keep it, you got to give it away, right?
Right.
But in the spiritual world, it makes a heck of a lot of sense.
Sure.
Right. But what I wanted to say, just to get the point across, I'm just saying it this way. It's not true what I'm about to say. But I got to say, so I get the point across. We didn't give one turkey, right? It was Walmart. It was all these people that did it.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, we say 2,800 turkeys, right? That's what they're saying. There was ended up being the number. Yeah. But really, it was other people that gave. We just facilitated.
Yeah, you were the conduit for that.
So we didn't. I try to stress that. It's Walmart. It was Winn-Dixie.
Yeah.
It was all the big players that came through for us.
But it was your good idea.
Right.
It was an idea.
All right. And then you implemented it. And then how many people were blessed by what you did?
Right.
And that's the deal.
That's the deal. So credit goes to other people, though, that actually gave the product.
Right.
Right.
Right. Okay. So that's the deal there. So we've had a lot of success. So like this show being sold out was just amazing. Because just think, when you're thinking you're selling tickets, that you got to sell 400 tickets at $300 a ticket. When the idea first came about, I'm sure, do you really think we can sell 400 tickets at $300 a ticket?
That's amazing.
Not only did it get done, these guys who did it, like they're the ones who did it, sold 400 tickets and sold out the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where faith, right? Faith without works is dead,
mm-hmm.
right? So what is the most important letter in that sentence?
The most important letter?
Yeah, in that statement. Faith without works is dead.
You got to have the faith, but you got to have the works too.
What's a letter?
Oh, letter.
It's an S because it's plural. It says faith in the Bible, faith without works.
Okay.
Is dead. And what, in other words, you got it. And I hate to say it this way, what have you done lately? You got to be vigilant, right? Mm-hmm. And you got to be vigilant with your faith. You got to be vigilant with your work. I had the honor of listening to Tiger Woods. He was in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his message. Because everybody says, oh, well, I'm so great. And he goes, you know how much work I did? You know, he used to golf at nighttime, one of his things. So he would golf at nighttime. And then if he couldn't find the ball, then he would have to stop. And his father had him golfing at nighttime. So he'd have to know where the ball went, right? And the farthest he ever got was to the 17th hole.
Oh, wow.
But it was just, it brought me goosebumps to hear great people speak. Mm-hmm. And what he said, it's work, ethics, and practice.
Yeah.
Mm. That's the key. People think I'm great, but they don't realize I spent 12 hours every day golfing.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Right? Yeah.
There are a lot of great people that could have accomplished stuff, right? But they didn't do the work. Right?
Yeah.
Got to do the work.
If I had to do that, I'd be home by dinner, I'm sure.
Right. So if you guys can check out Tiger Woods' speech at the legendary, what is it called? The Hall of Fame thing?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Golf
Hall of Fame. Okay. And his beautiful daughter introduced him. It was just a wonderful speech.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we are going to take a break for a moment to do the traffic report, guys.
Oh, this is new.
Yes.
All right. Let's do a traffic report. And hey, this traffic report is brought to you by Lucky Dill in Palm Harbor. Lucky Dill.
1, 2, 3. It's all part of my fantasy.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's the Big 420 Party. Purple Haze in Largo is having a free party Wednesday, April 20th, and Saturday, April 23rd, from noon to 10 p.m. There'll be free giveaways, free samplings, live music, live glass blowing, and some really big sales. Food and beverage will be available at this family-friendly event. That's Purple Haze, 10999 Seminole Boulevard in Largo. Purple Haze, free party Wednesday, April 20th, and Saturday, April 23rd, from noon to 10 p.m. Good afternoon, Tampa Bay, 532 here on the Tantalk Radio Network, the Brian Cashclaw's show. We are going to take a look at your Tantalk traffic in Pinellas. This traffic report is sponsored by the Lucky Dill, by the way. Pinellas side, you are looking at some slow-moving traffic here in the Pinell in the on US 19 State Road 60, probably due to these showers rolling in throughout the evening. Hillsboro, we got State Road 60 looking good so far. I-275 northbound, got a disabled vehicle in the right shoulder that is creating blockages going from the State Road 60 airport exit all the way up to Malfunction Junction a few miles north past US 92 and 580. Also continuing on to the I-4 side of things. Up in Pasco, we're looking at the slowdowns of State Road 54 at the Suncoast Parkway, Land O'Lakes Boulevard, that's US 41, and I-75, we have a disabled vehicle there as well by the off-ramp. Going through over to 301, we're having slow traffic probably due to the weather we're seeing today, southbound 301 to the downtown Zephyr Hills area. Let's take a look at that. Back to the Brian BCC Coupon Book Show.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
I haven't done one of those forever.
Well, we're going to start
good.
Doing it.
Drive
it.
You did so good. It makes sense, yeah.
Yes. See, yeah. If I thought you did better, I'm going to be like the guy at the show where that network. You did terrible.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who wants to hear that? No, really, you did.
No, at 5 o'clock, people want to hear that.
They do.
And I know, like, if I'm about to tune, like, for me, and I hear there's a traffic report and I really am driving, I will stay and listen to the traffic report. Why not?
You know what I mean? Before I don't want to get in that jam.
Yeah.
I have a new map, too. That's why I'm having hard trouble with time reading it.
No, you did a great job.
Thanks.
Now, you're a college-educated man, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
doesn't do anything, but...
Well, it does. It does. It gives you knowledge. When you have knowledge, that makes you an expert in the field that you're in.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power. But action is what Tiger Woods was...
If there was no rain out there, this would be like 20 times easier, too, because I just say, all the bridges looking good, that's it. Close it up.
Well, there you go. What we're going to do is do some commercial spots for people. This gentleman, Michael, that's the guy, the one you do the first
sure.
one. We also have a mobile digital billboard that's, just to tell you, like it's a Tesla, right? I should show you guys because it's a Tesla mobile billboard. So with all these gas prices, right, there's no gas. So right. and then it goes by itself. It's a giant digital and it's 6 feet by 10 feet. And Michael here might be interested in doing an ad in it. So go ahead.
Very good. Well, this is the Floor Depot, and they have carpet, wood, tile, and laminate. And they are located at 1300 Main Street in Dunedin. And they do a lot of hardwood, refinishing, in-house installation, free in-house estimates. And they're open 7 days a week. And their website is very important, floordepot.biz. That's floordepot.biz.
I mean, Michael, there's a thing, too. Maybe I shouldn't tell you this, but he works there and stuff. And very rarely can you make a deal with someone that's not the decision maker. It's just the way it goes. Mm-hmm. You can give the most beautiful presentation, and all most people remember is the price.
Yeah.
He was able to take the presentation down and made the deal happen, not being the decision maker. And very rarely does that happen in a deal. So anyhow, go ahead, next one.
All right, we have Purple Haze. They have four locations. They've got one on Tyrone Boulevard. They've got one in South St. Pete, one in Seminole Boulevard, and then they've got another one coming on 49th Street. And they have CBD products, THC, and yeah, it looks like they've got a lot going on. Store hours are from Monday through Saturday, 10 to 10, and Sunday, 11 to 6. And so, yeah, and I was looking for their website. I don't see it. Otherwise, because I'm a big web guy, I want to go online and check it out and kind of kick the tires.
And you would think with their product that would be important because people can order online.
Right. So,
four locations?
But there we go, four locations. So, yeah, they're Leo Godzilla.
And he's an icon, Leo.
Leo.
Because think, there's a lot of people doing the same thing now.
Right.
But he's the original.
Oh.
He's the pioneer.
All right, Leo.
He's the one that went to Congress to get all this stuff passed.
Wow.
So, like, he's the icon.
Okay.
Next one.
All right. Yep, absolutely. We have Taylor Pressure Washing, and they do all of the driveways, pool decks, windows, patios, sidewalks, roofs, gutters, and exterior surfaces. And, I'm always about the website, but they have a $99 driveway pressure wash special, and that's TaylorPressureWashingFL.com. TaylorPressureWashingFL.com.
And I look at you, and I don't mind not to say, you're okay.
Okay.
Okay. But he's got a jacket on. He has a good look to him. Right? But, like, I'm your parent, right?
Okay.
And I look at you, and I just say to myself, and you too, but I'm just saying, how proud, like you were saying with all the children and all stuff, of that 54, how many people turned out to be successful, right?
I think they all did.
Okay,
you know, it's one of those things. You know, just because you're in a suit doesn't make you successful.
That's right.
Right.
Very well true. Right. It's what's on the inside.
But it makes you professional.
But you do. But they do say
hey,
dress.
Brian, we talk about this all the time.
Yeah, that's right. Dress for the money you want to make, though, too.
There you go.
Right. And success is never described the same way either. If you think about it, okay. Success is what you're going to do right now in a few minutes. Getting this program off, or whatever you've done in life.
Sure.
Success might be to you getting that medical stuff done or getting the kids with the backpack. Mm-hmm. Success to him, Eric, is to do printing and give people a quality product at a fair price. Success to me might be doing a good radio show where I'm informing people. See how success is never described the same way?
That's right. Yeah.
But failure is described but one way. And failure is man's inability to reach his goals in life, whatever they may be. Mm-hmm. It's just one way.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said that. Anyhow.
That's good.
It's okay. All right. Did you hear? I heard on the stuff with the guy was driving down the road on the traffic report.
Yes.
Did you hear about he got pulled over? Mm-mm. Yeah. And the sheriff asked him. He said, you know, you give me a good reason. I'm getting off at 6 o'clock. It's 5:40. He goes, I'm getting off. You give me a good reason. Why you didn't pull over? See, he was driving down the road, and he just refused to pull over for the sheriff. So then, you know what the guy said to him? He said to him, he goes, you know what? My wife left me 5 years ago for a sheriff. And the reason I didn't pull over is I thought you were bringing her back to me.
Oh.
Boom, boom.
Oof. Well, I saw another one, if I can tag along on that one.
Yeah.
And there was a police officer driving down the street. And he had somebody in the back of his police car. And this individual in the back of his police car was smiling from ear to ear. And the police officer looks in their rearview mirror and he's like, He's like, why are you smiling? I'm taking you to jail. He says, I got 24 hours from my wife.
There you go.
That's right. It's like, how do you stay married for 50 years? You just say, yes, dear. Anyhow, can you do those commercials? I got to get these.
Absolutely. Yeah. Certainly. Well, this is out of the BCC coupon book. So we've got Sheriff Ranch's Thrift Store has got a 50% off store-wide sale going on all across the board. So www.sre4kids.org. And once again, they've got a 50% off store-wide sale going on. So come out. They've got furniture, clothes, books, housewares, artwork, and more. So 14,000 square feet
That's
of
big.
Great shopping.
That's a lot of
That's
square feet.
That's a huge
feet.
Place. And then there's also Dunedin Plumbing. Dunedin Plumbing, Inc., has got a number of coupons in the book here, located at 483 Patricia Ave in Dunedin. Their website is www.dunedinplumbing.com. And their coupons are a 30% off water heater purchase and installation, and also a $15 off any service call. So check out dunedinplumbing.inc. Next one on our list here is Bros Pizza. Bros Pizza has free delivery. Number of great coupons here. Save $10 off. 2 20-inch pizzas, and a 2-liter for $24.99. Free well drinks. And also, too, you can save $4.50 off of garlic knots. So free garlic knots with the purchase there of a large pizza. So check out Bros Pizza, located at 2535 East Bay Drive in Largo. Another one on our list here, we've got the Perfume Shop. Perfume Shop, located at 6195 Park Boulevard. They've got a great coupon for a free gift with the purchase, and also a $10 off any purchase of $100 or more. So check out the Perfume Shop located in Pinellas Park.
Oh, the Perfume Shop? I know those ladies.
Did?
I really do.
Yeah, oh, fantastic. Yeah. There
perfume
you go.
Perfume Shop. Way to go.
Oh, that's awesome. And also Brenda's Tree Shirt, 24-hour, 24/7 tree service. They've got a lot of great services they provide, from tree removal, land clearing, elevation, pruning, trimming, stump grinding, storm prep, and a lot more there. They give free estimates, so check out Brenda's 24/7 tree service there. Their number is 727-520-2599.
There's a spiritual thing that happened with Brenda. So the guy that prints our books, right? I've been at the same printer for 40 years. Think of that. That's a long time.
Wow.
But anyhow, I'm in line at Walmart, and I realize that these people only have like one or two items, and I have a whole cart. So I said, yes, that's fine. Go ahead of me. Then he goes, are you Brian Cash? Because we print your book. Because I print at Web Offset, right? And then my wife here is starting a tree service. You would think it would be the other way around, you know?
Yeah.
Man versus, but you know, it just shows you. So we made the deal while I was in line and shook hands on the deal. That's cool. I had the shirt on.
We were talking about
right,
that.
Right. But it just shows you, like, you never know.
Yeah.
Like, right? What is the odds of that? So now you're doing a commercial for her. Well, anyhow, one of her biggest jobs was from the magazine. So I was on the phone with her today, but she said we have to say the phone number twice. So say the phone number and name one more time.
Oops. All righty. We've got Brenda's 24/7 tree service. I'll say it twice. 727-520-2599. 727-520-2599.
And well, I could say that we had the president
of the Pinellas Park Chamber.
Can I ask you a question?
All about networking.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Sure.
So you're in Pinellas Park, right?
Uh-huh.
Right? And you have to pay the water company, mm-hmm. right? Who do you make it out to?
Well, I make mine out to the county, but I don't know. Who do you make it out to?
It's the county. Yeah. Yeah, I think.
Who do you think? God. Think Pinellas Park, right? You know who you make it out to?
Who's that?
Pee-pee Water.
Oh, we got set up, Doc.
What happened? Oh, but is that bad? Is that
more of those coming, I'm sure.
Here comes off the rail, off the
but
rail.
But did you ever think of it? I don't know. Just my mind goes off in places. But yeah. So I'm a big supporter of the and I at one time of the I forget what it's called, the Little Football League. What was it called? The league itself.
Pee Wee League?
Yeah, what's the Pee Wee League for Pinellas Park?
Well, we got that's
a trivia question. If anybody knows, can get $50.
Oh, my.
But my daughter was a cheerleader for Pinellas Park Cheerleaders, and she went to Pinellas Park High.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, and she is right now going to Florida. FIU, whatever that
Florida is. International.
Yeah, and she's going there to be a lawyer.
Oh, fantastic.
And she graduated from Pinellas Park at the age of 16 with an associate's degree.
Yeah.
Wow.
And do you know why? Because she took all advanced classes.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
And then also for Pinellas Park, she was valedictorian.
Oh, that's great.
For the cheerleader. And then she gave back to the community because she became a cheerleading coach for the little girls.
That's fantastic.
And if there's controversy, you ever know, like me, I'm in controversy. You know how you stay out of controversy? Don't give your opinions on outside issues. Hence, you're not drawn into public controversy, right? If you just don't give your opinion. So she's never, right? We talk about Liberty.
Liberty is an angel, and I seriously do not know how she came from you, but really, she is the most amazing kid that I've ever known. Like, seriously, since birth, she has never been in trouble, ever. She's very laid back. She's so helpful. She's so sweet. She's not like controversy, but I mean, even as a child, 2 years old, I would be around her and say, okay, we're going to do this or don't do this. Not more than one time did you have to tell this child anything. She never, ever fought with anybody. Like, wouldn't even yell about, like, getting her hair brushed or anything. Like,
that's
she was
incredible.
Amazing.
Going places.
Amazing.
Yeah. My child.
She is your child. You should be so proud of you. That is the best thing you ever did in your life.
Well, Roy turned out pretty good, too. Roy, my son,
I'm sorry, Liberty's the best.
Okay. But I'm proud of my son, Roy too. Roy was best man at two different weddings. What is it? That to me, that's how I rate him. You know what I'm saying? That's a father, right?
He's a great kid.
No, he is.
Well, he's not a kid anymore, but he's awesome.
Yes.
I do have a promo I would like to do, though, for one of our new clients. It's tomorrow night, guys, 5 to 7 p.m. It's a sippin' shop, ladies. They have all these amazing dresses and clothes. And it's at Glow Fashions in Pinellas Park at 6236 66th Street North, Pinellas Park. And it's right next door to Carmelita's. And again, it's a sippin' shop, so you can have cocktails and shop at the same time, guys.
Oh,
they have amazing clothes that you won't find anyplace else, and shoes, which I was checking out while I was there the other day. And they're going to have wine, hors d'oeuvres, and it's going to be a blast. So 6236 66th Street North at Glow Fashions tomorrow night, 5 to 7 p.m.
Is that considered Pinellas Park? Because it's right
around the corner. Yeah, 66th Street.
Oh, wow, we're doing a promotion for Pinellas Park.
Who knows? Look at that.
You know one of my clients. You know Mark Spencer, don't you?
I do. It's Spencer's Western Wear.
Yes, that's my buddy. Like, very like this.
Mark is a hoot. He's a lot of fun.
He really is.
Would you say he's, and I don't say this, but would you say he's an icon?
He is.
Right. You can't say that about too many people. Me, you can say it about, and him.
Yeah. We're
going to
give you the boot.
Oh.
Me, I always say the check's in the mail.
That's true.
Okay, so in closing, because we really got to get to these
Absolutely.
What would you like to say?
So, we just, we're excited about Pinellas Park, but we want you to go to the Chamber website. That's PinellasParkChamber.com. And Country in the Park is, March 19th, Saturday. Starts from noon all the way up to 10:30 that night. It's going to be a great night.
Very good. And what would you like to say in closing?
I would say thanks for listening, and we're excited to have you out. Once again, the Chili Blaze is the day before Country in the Park, and that's where I'm going to get a lot of heartburn, but a lot of fun. So
there you go.
I bet you the best cook in this place right now is this young lady right there.
Ooh, Lizette. Yes,
Lizette. She always cooks. Food. She always brings something, oatmeal cookies, all kind, and it's always the best, right? Aren't you a great cook?
I love to cook.
You want to go in the chili contest? I'll pay for everything.
Maybe.
I know you would win.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks for having us on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming, guys.
So we have Faith from Everyday Beautiful and Lizette joining us from Beacon Windows.
Okay. There you go.
All right. Talk to Mr. Claus. Gonna, you always are talking.
Yeah, well, you can. What you could do is put the headset on, young lady.
There you go.
Right?
Sorry.
And then what I'd like you to do is we're not going to focus on you today. But I need you to help me. I'd like you to help me talk about your mom.
Okay.
And then her daughter. And can I ask you a question? Because you see me a lot. I'm going to sound crazy, but do you see the spirit in this girl? Just like, you know how like some people have a glow?
She's glowing.
Right. Yeah. You see it in her too, but do you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because they say, like, I'll tell people, oh, I want to be happier for longer periods of time more often. Mm-hmm. That's a good statement, right?
Just hang out with her.
Right. So you want to be happy. Then I'll say to people, let your face see it too. Because gratitude is an action word, right? You know, the more you're grateful for what you have, the more you get to be grateful for, right? And then the more you complain about what you have, the more you get to complain about, right? So ask her about her mother.
Tell me about your mother.
She is an amazing, talented woman.
Give me her name.
Her name's Lori Chisholm. She is the founder and owner of Everyday Beautiful Wigs at 2310 West Bay Drive in Largo, Florida. She kind of created the whole vision. She was sick of women having to just kind of settle for whatever they could find. And so she decided to start making custom hair pieces for cancer patients or alopecia patients, you know, stress, whatever your hair loss needs are. And everything is specially customized for each individual person. And that was all her.
So tell me a little bit about how an appointment goes. So, you know, I have cancer, I've lost my hair, or I'm about to lose my hair.
Yep.
When do I want to call? When do I want to come in?
We definitely want people to get in before the hair loss starts, because it's just so uncomfortable, you know, for anyone to go through it. But it's usually much more of a traumatic experience for women, you know, losing your hair. Before chemo even starts, they come into us and we just kind of talk and figure out what they're looking for exactly. Some women are more suited for a synthetic hair because they're just a little bit more easier for some people to manage and maintain. And then some people, you know, they want the human hair. Some people need special caps because of sensitivity. We just find out, you know, what your individual need is, and then we kind of build it from there.
And what's it usually take?
Usually I ask women to show me a picture of their hair when they liked it the best. If they want human hair, because those are kind of, we start at zero with those and kind of build into what they want. But if it's something I already have in store, a synthetic, I cut it, I style it, you know, everything's customizable for every person. So whatever it is that they need.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
You know, it's self-image, right? Like, you know, you ever hear people will say, be honest, right?
Yeah.
But generally when I hear that, I think, oh, be honest with other people. What about self-honesty, right? Being honest with yourself. And they've done studies, right, that people that have a healthy self-image do better in life.
Yeah.
It gives them what is called confidence. So then how I can give you a healthy self-image is I say, okay, if I ask you for your arm to cut it off, what is it worth to you? Like, what dollar amount would you give me for your arm?
Priceless.
It's priceless, right? But some people might say $1 million, because there's insurance companies out there that will insure your eyes, right, for $1 million. Or they people take insurance if they're athletes, right? Millions of dollars is what your body is worth. Like in lawsuits, right? Someone breaks their back, they get millions, right? So the back is worth millions.
Yep.
Right? Because and what you do with the self-image there, your mom, again, her first name?
Lori.
I mean, and she was a visionary.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? She envisioned what she wanted for her company. But what she's doing is she's giving, building a healthy self-image.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people, believe it or not, with a healthy self-image, self-honesty about themselves will have a higher, like, what do they call it? Like when they get better, faster? Is there a word for I'm missing?
Recuperation.
Thank you. See, that's why she's here. That's
well, you know, you think about it too.
Dictionary.
If you know, if you go,
so your mom Lori is the one that had the vision.
Yeah, yeah, it was and all her. She just brought me along for the ride.
So, right. How long has she been doing this?
She's been open for 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's been, you know, a process. So when we first started, we just kind of carried all kinds of wigs. You know, cheap wigs. You know, whatever we could find, and then you kind of learn more and see what the need is. So now we actually manufacture our own wig caps, which is very important because the only thing that really matters in a good wig is the wig cap. You have to have a quality cap. So
otherwise it looks like a wig.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You have to have a good source for hair, because you have to have hair that comes from just one person, mm-hmm. because everyone's hair falls in different directions. So if you're just getting hair from anywhere, you don't know where all this hair was coming from, if it was one donor, multiple donors. So you really never know what that hair is going to do.
So how do you do that? Get that hair?
It's, well, we actually, people have called and asked if they could donate their hair. We actually don't do that ourselves. It's, you know, it's all done through our manufacturing team. And
I had another question.
Yeah.
Considering sometimes this is for people with cancer, is any of the cost in any way helped by either nonprofits or insurances or anything?
That is such a great question.
It really is.
It seems like such a big secret, too. But insurance will actually cover up to 80% or up to $1,200 of the cost of a wig.
Good.
In most of the time. So you, and for alopecia, any medical condition that you've lost your hair for, you can ask your doctor for a prescription for a wig and they'll send it up to us. We get you fitted for whatever it is that you want. And
so do you get the word out to cancer doctors?
Yeah, we're everyone who's around us, they know that we're in network for Blue Cross Blue Shield. But a lot of times you can get it from out of network. They'll take it through a third party. It's considered a cranial prosthetic. So it's like if you lost your arm and you go and get,
right,
you know, a fake arm, you're going to get in a fake
young
hair.
Lady, I would like to ask you a question. Put the mic to the young lady.
Okay.
Tell us about your grandma.
She's a very hard worker.
Right.
And she likes to work with wigs.
Right. Right. And do you see the joy? That, like, do people say that? Not just me, but do people comment that your mom has joy?
Yes, a lot of people do.
Right. So, like, you know, because sometimes you can say something to someone and it sounds like a salesman, right? But I see joy every time I see, and then I see it in you.
Right? I'm just really grateful she didn't say her grandmother was very hairy.
Tell them why you wear your sweatshirt.
I wear it because it reminds me when my mom's hugging me.
Aww. Is that nice? And what's the name of the company that your mom and your grandma have?
Everyday Beautiful.
And isn't that really what it's about?
Yes.
And not just on the outside. When you look beautiful on the outside, it makes you feel good on the
inside.
Right. And that's an inside job, right?
Yeah.
When you change, I think when you must, it must happen in your mind, right?
Yeah.
Before it's going to happen in your life. Think of the word it, right?
It
must change, or it must happen in your mind before it will happen in your life.
Yeah.
Right? And whatever it is. So people feel good when they wear a wig from, what's the name of the company?
Everyday Beautiful.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.